right now at 7.
The Warriors and Grizzlies game just moments away from starting, but Coach Kerr won't be there.
Cases are rising very steeply.
I keep it on. I don't want to get it and give it to somebody else.
Surging COVID cases prompting the largest Bay Area city to hand down new mask rules.
Fentanyl found in a toddler's bed, what we just learned about the parents arrested in a deadly child abuse case.
I have a pond in the backyard that needs water. I'm not putting water in. My sprinkler system is off.
A Solano County city orders everyone to slash their water usage by 30%, and it's not because of the drought.
And we're getting our first look at the pilot of that small plane that crashed in the Marin Headlands. What we're learning about both victims tonight.
And meet the former police spokesperson taking over for a high-profile San Francisco supervisor.
Right now at 7, streaming on CBS News Bay Area, give me a live look at Jay Center, where the Warriors just tipped off Game 4 against the Grizzlies with a fill-in coach. Steve Kerr testing positive for COVID will miss at least tonight's game. Filling in courtside, Mike Brown, who was just named head coach of the Sacramento Kings, will have team coverage from Chase tonight at 11. We say good evening. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Kerr's case comes amid rising rates across California. Tonight, the Bay Area's largest city is taking a step back to stop the spread. KPIX5's Lima Mirrors reports masks are back for city workers in San Jose.
Like it or not, the masks must come back on at San Jose City Hall, but only for city employees. For visitors, masks are not required, but strongly recommended.
The employee mask mandate was reinstated out of the abundance of caution due to the recent data from the county of Santa Clara showing an increase in positive COVID-19 cases.
The seven-day average of new cases in Santa Clara County is now 552. That's four times as high as the middle of March.
Cases are rising very steeply, but we still are not seeing a huge rise in hospitalizations. We are seeing a little bit of an uptick at about 15%.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong of UCSF Medical says the reopening of the economy, travel, relaxed masking rules, and pandemic fatigue have all led to more close contacts, which allows the virus and its subvariants to spread.
We've seen a lot of people moving around, not just locally, but nationally and globally, so that our risk in the Bay Area, our risk in San Francisco, isn't just our own local risk anymore. It's the risk of all those people coming to visit us as well.
Mask wearing on the streets is largely a thing of the past, but Jim Suits says he never stopped wearing his, even when cases were down.
I keep it on. I don't want to get it and give it to somebody else.
San Jose's mask mandate for city employees is a step backwards after it was lifted just a month ago.
A lot of employees continue to wear their masks even without the mandate, so I'm pretty used to it.
The city says employees who don't comply with a new mandate are subject to disciplinary action. In San Jose, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
Well, we're following breaking news out of Solano County. Minutes ago, we just learned a 7-year-old child was injured in a shooting. This happened along Interstate 80 in Vacaville. It happened in the eastbound lanes near Alamo Drive around 4:19 this afternoon. A blue Honda Accord was hit multiple times. That 7-year-old child riding in the back seat was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No word yet on any possible suspects. And new at 7, a Santa Rosa couple is facing felony charges after their 15-month-old daughter was found unresponsive in a room full of fentanyl. The child later died. Officers were called to their address on Sonoma Avenue just before 11 o'clock this morning. They say the toddler was not breathing, later died at the hospital. And a search of the apartment turned up fentanyl and paraphernalia stashed all around the bedroom and in the bed where the toddler was found. 26-year-old Evan Frostick and 23-year-old Madison Bernard were arrested on felony child cruelty charges. More charges could follow depending on the toddler's toxicology results.
Residential gas service should be restored within an hour along a stretch of Montecito Avenue in the San Mateo County community of El Granada. 17 homes were briefly evacuated after a contractor hit a 2-inch line. No one was hurt and the leak has now been capped. PG&E is now in the process of restoring service to impacted homes. And right now, residents and businesses across Benicia have been ordered to cut their water usage by 30%.
And it has nothing to do with the drought.
Happy Mother's Day. I want to let everyone know about a water pipeline break in the city of Benicia.
The city declared a state of emergency after workers found a break inside a water treatment plant. They sent out an email to more than 28,000 residents asking them to conserve.
Oh, it's Mother Nature. We got to take care of her because she takes care of us.
And hopefully this won't last, but hopefully it'll last a couple of days and that's it.
When you use this tray right here, you want to load it up with dishes, you know, so you don't waste water.
City crews are working to repair the break as soon as possible. They hope to have the pipe fixed within the next few days.
Now, this all comes as two of California's largest reservoirs are now at critically low levels. Shasta Lake is at less than half of where it should be in early May, and the driest it's been in this time of year since 1976. Lake Oroville is only 55% of total capacity. Now, it's better news at Folsom Lake at 83% capacity and 100% of historical average. State water officials say our Bay Area reservoirs are all well below average.
Now to a crime spike in Oakland. Police say they have responded to 4 dozen robberies, 8 carjackings. Just the past week, 3 people were just arrested in connection with 7 of those robberies. Most of the crimes involved a gun or a knife.
Tonight, Oakland police are trying to piece together a homicide case in the East Bay Hills. Officers were called to Grizzly Peak Boulevard near Claremont Avenue yesterday, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. He died a short time later. It's unclear what led up to the shooting. No word on any suspects or a motive. And tonight we're learning more about the 2 victims killed in a small plane crash in the Marin Headlands.
The plane was flying from Sacramento when it went down in heavy fog on Friday, killing both people aboard. The pilot has been identified as 57-year-old Michael Briere from Sacramento. He was the co-owner of the plane. And tonight his family is remembering him as a confident pilot and loving father. Also on board with him was 52-year-old Jennifer Fox, also from Sacramento. She was a mother, life coach, and beauty expert who owned a skincare business. The victims were friends.
Take a live look at San Francisco City Hall, where the mayor just sworn in the newest member of the Board of Supervisors. Matt Dorsey will represent the newly redrawn District 6, which includes SoMa, Mission Bay, and Treasure Island. Dorsey previously worked in the San Francisco City Attorney's Office and is communications director for SFPD. A recovering addict, Dorsey says addressing the opioid crisis is among his top priorities.
I want every San Franciscan who struggles with addiction or alcoholism to have the same access to care I had, and to know that they have the support of a city that won't give up on them either.
Dorsey replaces Matt Haney, who was elected to the state assembly last month. Haney had previously endorsed his staffer, Honey Mahogany, to take over his post. He tweeted today, quote, "I guess we aren't hanging up our campaign sneakers just yet. Let's go." The supervisor race will be on the November ballot.
Campus police at Stanford are investigating a noose found hanging in a tree just outside of a dorm. And they're investigating this as a hate crime. It was found last night outside of Branner Hall. It is the 3rd incident of this kind on campus in the past 4 years. A banner carried through San Francisco's Chinatown during one of the first anti-racism marches of the pandemic, now headed for the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. The banner was carried through the streets of Chinatown in late February 2020. It reads, "Fight the virus, not the people," in English with other messages of support in Cantonese.
Contra Costa County supervisors could vote tomorrow to approve nearly $5 million to fund health care services for undocumented and uninsured residents. The county first established the program in 2015. Supporters say undocumented residents were disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, while making up a significant part of its essential workforce.